the weekend.
The continuing Good Day Weekend program at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with normally Phil Leppard, who's the supermarket guru, but he has not flown the coop. He's found his coop to be empty. He finds sometimes technology being what it is, it doesn't always work so well. We found that out here in any number of ways, and so Phil technologically is not available. This program is the most difficult program to produce in the country, most difficult radio program, because I'm in one place, we have a studio facility in another place, and all those people who participate are available, and they have to come into one central location. So sometimes that works wonderfully well because we have great technology. Other times it doesn't work so well. So I am left to my own devices here in this hour of the Good Day Weekend program with our focus on food. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Ashley Coff, who is a registered dietitian, actually works with a lot of celebrities. She has come up with some interesting ideas to help you if your child is lactose intolerant, especially since we're going to have, you believe it, another week or 10 days, some children off to school, but certainly within the next month, most everybody goes back to school. What are you being served in school that is good? What do you have to look out for? If you're making your child his or her lunch, some things to do to avoid that sort of thing. So here's a professional dietitian who wants to help you help your children to have good food while they're at school. And then later on, we're going to meet Reggie Abbas. I think it's Abbas Amos. I'm not sure about that, Abbas Amos, but his name is not as important as what he does. He pairs food and wine together. So if you are a food lover, good food lover, and you like good wines, you have come to the right place. So we will help you in those two areas. Plus, lots of information to pass along regarding food. Probably the number one story this week, you've heard it maybe ad nauseum to this point, the tainted turkey problem. Center for Disease Control, again, screwing up, another government agency flubbing this. This has been a problem since last February or March, depending on which story you believe. They knew about it, did nothing about it, or passed the buck. It's the usual government. It's just the same old thing. And so there are people, you could make the argument that the one person who's died and the 70-some-odd who are sick, if the government had handled this the way they're supposed to, then nobody would have gotten sick. And the way to avoid getting sick now, because ground turkey has a long shelf life, check the packaging. If you have ground turkey in your home, look at the date, and if you want to bring it back to the store, get your money back, that's an intelligent idea. If you want to cook it well and eat it, that's okay too. You don't want to eat any of this stuff unless it's thoroughly cooked. And as far as that's concerned, you ought not to eat any of this meat unless it's well cooked. The idea of rare to raw food, rare steak, for example, nobody does that anymore if they have any common sense, unless you know where the beef comes from. If you're going to your local butcher, you're going to the local, there now we had a fellow a couple of weeks ago on this program bringing our attention back around to how buying fresh meat is the same as buying fresh dairy and buying fresh produce. People want to do that now, and those businesses are exploding around the country, much to the chagrin of the big corporate interests that want you to eat all their processed garbage and die young. But you're smarter than that. You want to be able to eat local dairy and local produce and local meat. And as a result of that, you're probably not going to have a problem with freshness if you're getting from a local butcher or the local farmer that grows the produce or the local farmer that milks the cows. You're not going to have that problem for the most part. More likely to have it with a big interest like Cargill owns the company that's responsible for the salmonella. And they, as a matter of fact, I think they're responsible for 6% of the annual ground turkey production in our country at these two plants that are in focus. So, again, because salmonella is like other bacteria, E. coli and listeria, you got to make sure you cook the food. If you don't know where it comes from, if you're not sure of how long it's been around, the way to avoid the problem is either bring it back, get your money back, or cook it well. And cook it on the grill to make sure it's well done. You can do that. There's any number of ways of cooking it well, but that's the way to avoid the problem. So that's one item that is important from the food department. And I think, you know, I find these things that cause eating disorders to be things that, with education, you can easily get over them. All right, that's that item of interest, certainly on a lot of people's minds. We'll meet Ashley Koff in a moment here on Good Day.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
14 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Our focus on food, the food emperor. I'm going to start calling Phil Lempert the food emperor. He's actually the supermarket guru, well-known around our country and around the world as the expert when it comes to shopping in supermarkets, knowing about food, where the values are, where the important news is, what to be aware of, what the new products are. Phil has it all aced. One of the smartest people I know, one of the nicest gentlemen that I know, and knowledge together with a good personality goes a long way toward helping people because you want to listen to what he's talking about. So the fact that he's not here today doesn't mean we don't have his spirit around, the spirit of knowledge and help. And in that vein, we have Ashley Koff with us now, who is a dietitian, an author, a lifestyle contributor, so a good counselor. Are you, Ms. Koff? It appears you are. We can remember from the Messiah, wonderful counselor. You remember that? That's a passage, actually, that we got set to music. Do you know that passage?
Yes. There
All
you
right.
go.
All right. So you feel like you're a wonderful counselor. And here we are. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
wonderful.
Welcome. All right. Let's talk about back-to-school recipes. If recipe even is the right word, I'm not sure I know what the right word is. When you're fixing lunch for your children, first of all, we have this foolish situation that exists in some of our communities around the country where parents are not allowed anymore to make lunch for their children. Children aren't allowed to bring their lunch to school. I think I'd have a little class action lawsuit going if it were me and that were the case in my district. However, that's not the reason for our conversation. For those of us who have children or grandchildren and we want to know how to prepare things, one of the biggest problems in school is that the children, as they're going off to school, are fed things that are not appropriate. The sugar content in a lot of cereals gets the children crazy when they get to school. And a lot of the things that you can put up for lunch, same thing unless you're knowledgeable. So you have some pretty good ideas as to how to deal with things that children should have, whether they there are any number of problems kids might have. There is this problem of lactose intolerance, which means you can't drink pasteurized milk. You can drink raw milk, but there aren't enough sources of that around, I guess, for people to deal with it. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think there are a number of things to think about. So you hit the nail on the head with one of the major issues, whether parents are preparing food or their kids are being given food in school or taking their own, you know, grabbing snacks and taking their own. We really have a major issue, and that is across the board we're not feeding our children quality food. So I tell everyone to be a qualitarian, and what I mean by that is that you want to choose the best quality choice that's available. And when you do that, you give the body what it needs, and in the case of our children, what it needs to grow, to develop, to build a healthy foundation, because what we do know about so many of the diseases today is that the risk factors for them and the development of them do actually start in those early years for children. Mm-hmm. But what we also see is that when we're choosing less good quality products, especially food products, ones that have been processed, et cetera, there are things that are irritants to the body. So, you know, you can see things that the body doesn't recognize as well, it doesn't work with as efficiently, or in the case of added sugars, added salts, processed things, maybe giving too much of it to the body, and that can stress the body out. And we really don't want our kids' bodies stressed out in the early stages. But on top of that, we're also seeing, you know, an increased number of digestive complaints in children from early ages. And some of that has to do with not having as much of the good bacteria, which are we call probiotics, mm-hmm. which can make the kids have, you know, deal with issues like gas and bloating and constipation and things that aren't fun from the get-go, just like we see in adults. But we also see in children today more often something called lactose intolerance. And there are a number of speculative reasons. We don't have to get into that, you know, as to why that may be happening. But the issue is, number one, you do need to work with your pediatrician to actually identify it. It's not something that we want to just decide that our child is lactose intolerant. But the issue is, once you have a diagnosis, do we then have to get rid of all dairy in the diet for the children? And what we find is that when we choose high-quality dairy products, especially the organic dairy, and there are a number of lines like Green Valley Organics that have lactose-free products where they've actually added in the lactase enzyme so that it helps you digest it. When we have those high-quality products, then kids are able to consume dairy, which means that, you know, they can certainly get the nutrients that are found in dairy in other places, but what you really don't want for kids from a young age is for them to have to feel like they have to be very different than others. They have to avoid whole slews of foods. You know, they have to miss out on what can be convenient, easy options. You know, yogurt, kefir, topping some, you know, something with sour cream. These are things that we want kids to be able to consume if they're consuming very good quality. And so when you get the organic dairy and you get ones, especially for kids that are lactose intolerant, this is going to be something that's going to feel, you know, it's really going to be a savior for parents that they can pack and take that for their kids.
I'm impressed that you are talking about probiotics in children. This is something that is a frequent conversational point on my program, not only from the informational point of view, but from the advertiser point of view. There's some pretty good probiotics around, Natrin and Sustanex. Those are things. They have them for children as well as for adults, or you just take a lesser dosage. But these kids and their stresses and whatever it is that's around, you heard me mention earlier raw milk. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I happen to sell raw milk and grew up on raw milk, and I'm much of a proponent because it deals with all of these things as well. But if you can't get a hold of raw milk, then you, as you're suggesting, you try some of the other ones and make sure that there is a probiotic component to what they're
right.
eating. Let's talk.
We have to
just for a second here, Ashley, do a couple of things, then we'll continue this conversation. There are ideas here as we get the school year sort of in our head that reference some of the other things that are proper to prepare your children for their trips to school.
Tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm gonna keep well my vegetables cut off and sell my
veggies are good. We like veggies. We're talking to dietitian, author, and lifestyle contributor Ashley Koff, who's a registered dietitian, about preparing back-to-school lunches, what to have your children know, what you should know about sending them off to school, and making sure that their experience is, at least from the food point of view, is just less distractions, I think, the better, Ashley. Wouldn't we all agree? Are you a mother of, have you practiced this on your own children?
You know, I don't have my own children, but I definitely practice it with a lot. I've got nieces and nephews, and then also dealing with the kids that I work with in my practice. And, you know, and I work with low income, you know, I work at a community center as well. And a lot of what we do today is teaching the kids also to vocalize and to play an active role in preparing their snacks and, you know, the different eating occasions that they're having throughout the day, so that it's not like they're opening up the bag and going, gosh, what did mom send me or what did dad send me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, a key recommendation. And I just wrote a new book called Mom Energy. And one of the things I talk about is, you know, one of the pieces for moms that's so important is, you know, one of my, you know, people will say to me, how, if they're moms, how can I lose weight or how can I work on, you know, my health issues? And the key thing is that what's good for the kid is good for the whole family. So everybody benefits when we choose better quality foods and when we prepare our lunches. So it's not just that, you know, we need to be focused on kids preparing and taking better quality lunches. A lot of my parents could do very well to improve the quality of their lunches as well. So it's really about enabling health for the whole family.
There's a big push on, as you know, to the local food movement, so-called locavore movement, where people are trying their best to find local dairy, find local produce, find local meats. And I wonder how that squares with what might be prepared for lunch, because parents would be probably, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but there is certainly the ease of preparing something. Prepared foods often have preservatives in them, and I wonder what your thoughts on those sorts of foods are for a lunch for students going to school.
Yeah, and I would say that they often have things in them, and we often pay a premium for those. And, you know, with today's, we're focusing on our budgets, but we also really need to focus on our health budget. And, you know, my advice to people is to buy the ingredients. I use the term, you know, some assembly required. You should be assembling your own meal with the idea that if you buy the ingredients or over the course of the week, if you're preparing different ingredients that you can repurpose into different eating occasions, that's actually going to work best for you. You know, so the waffles that we might have for breakfast can make a great panini for lunch, and I use, you know, gluten-free organic options. I love Nature's Path, and so I'll, you know, do for breakfast, I might do that with an egg on top of it, and for lunch, I might do it with a nut butter and some fresh organic strawberries, you know, and so that's a great option in there. And, you know, each of those things are pretty easy. Each ingredient is ready to go. It's not a question of, you know, taking a tremendous amount of time, but if you buy the, which they do sell, surprisingly to me, the waffle sandwich that already has the nut butter and the strawberries in there, there are a lot of preservatives to keep those things fresh, and then there's just a lot of other added stuff that doesn't need to be in there. And that's the added stuff that doesn't need to be in there is the stuff that is irritating and making our bodies less efficient, and we don't want that for kids. We certainly don't want it for adults either.
All right, so if we are to go to AshleyKoffApproved.com, we can learn more about this book, Mom Energy, and the ideas that you have to help students do better, at least have less distraction by having better food. It's all at AshleyKoffApproved.com, is it?
Correct, and I actually also have on there my Ashley Koff approved list, which is a list of all of the products that I've evaluated over the years, over 12,000 products at this point, so that you can pick out which ones are the better quality ones. I'm a realist. We're not always going to, you know, make everything that we get from the farmer's market. We do need packaged foods, but we really need to be careful when we're purchasing those.
Amen to that. Thank you for being here. Very helpful information. Ashley Koff here on Good Day.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. for fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How can we make your life better? Well, we can give you a lot of good information to sort of chew on, if you'll pardon the pun. I don't know if we're going to get a lot of chewing. Well, we may get some chewing done here. Reggie Abe Samis is here, director of restaurants for Sam and Harry's. Sam and Harry's. Well, you know what? Why is it my job to explain what Sam and Harry's is all about? That's what Reggie's job is all about. So let's talk about Sam and Harry's. Reggie, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So what do we need to know about Sam and Harry's?
Well, again, Sam and Harry's is a steakhouse located in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is 30 minutes away from downtown Chicago. Our parent restaurant is in Washington, D.C., which has been there for 20-something years, catering to all politicians and government officials.
Really? Is that me? These days, I'm not sure I'd be bragging about that under the circumstances.
Know, right?
Most people have little use for those people who occupy Washington on a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying. If my friend Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, were here, we'd be talking about this because I'm sure I've become a more frequent visitor to Chicago lately for whatever the reason, but I have not been to Sam and Harry's. I'm not a steak eater, and I hope that doesn't, I don't eat meat. I hope that doesn't count against me. I still think the information is important because there are a lot of things to serve with wine besides just steak.
I agree.
Sam and Harry's is a steakhouse. So what do novices like me need to know about pairing wine and other types of food? Do we want to start with specific types of food and talk about the wines that go with them? They're all, you can pay any amount of money. You can pay $4 for a bottle of wine, you can pay $4,000 for a bottle of wine. Is there that much difference between the two?
Well, there's a little bit of difference, again, depending on your palate. Each person has its own palate, so that means how they taste the food and the wine. So food and wine goes well together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give an example. A steakhouse with all the meat that we serve, normally we will pair that with red wine. Now, when you add seasoning, that makes a big difference. So let's say a steak with, you put a peppercorn sauce, you have to pair that with either a Syrah or a Cabernet. The reason being is because the richness of the steak matches well with the full-bodied red wines.
I wish my darling Jennifer Horn were here. She is a, how do you pronounce it, sommelier?
Sommelier.
She and her father both, she's on the air with me, and most of the time we get into these wine discussions, and I let her take it away because I'm anything but a wine connoisseur. But I think maybe that's a good thing for the purposes of this discussion because most people are not experts. Most people are going to, I know we have Trader Joe's around here, and they sell a lot of wines. You can get them at the Whole Foods store. You can go to the liquor store. Do you find, by the way, that most of the larger chains offer pretty much all the same brands, if not types of wine, or can you find pockets where there will be regional wines that are presented?
Well, depending where, which part of your country, it's hard to find all the good wines around the area. Like I'm in Chicago. There are certain wines in Chicago that I can't find because they're only located in different parts of the region. So what normally I'll do with my clients here in the restaurant is if they want a specific wine that I can find, I'll go through my vendors in Illinois, and hopefully they'll assist me in finding a particular wine, and you know, we'll take care of my guests.
Yeah. All right, we're having a conversation about foods and how they get paired with wines. Reggie Abasimus is the director of restaurants for Sam and Harry's and a good source. Let's talk about, I had a dinner last night, pretty simple dinner. It was a piece of white fish, some potato, and spinach. It was very well, very conservatively presented, very well done, very tasty. What would I have had for a wine were I to have chosen one?
Well, white fish, you have to look at, was it grilled, sautéed?
It was sautéed.
Okay, it was sautéed.
That makes a difference, really, in the kind of wine you eat, really?
Yeah, the way you cook the food makes a big difference. Again, wine, you have to consider the taste of the wine, the flavor, the balance, meaning is it the acidity, the fruitness of the wine, and then the body, which is it very light, medium, or full, and that has a big effect in food. So when you say fish, normally fish is light. And I would pair that with a Chardonnay. If you have more of a, what did you say, it's like a citrus flavored dressing? Or
I had actually, that's a good point, too. Thank you for bringing it up. I had a salad that was just basically greens with a raspberry vinaigrette on it.
Okay, for a vinaigrette dressing that has a acid, citrus, you have to go with a Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio. Which one did you have?
I didn't have any, but the woman sitting next to me, who I don't drink wine, so I mean, I've started drinking a little lately because I think it's a good medicinal benefit to having it. But the lady next to me had a Pinot. But they're different. There's Pinot Grigio, there's Pinot Noir. What's the difference between those two wines?
Well, Pinot Noir, of course, it's sound red, like, and Pinot Grigio is white. But again, the flavor profile is similar. They're light to medium body.
Okay,
so light food, light wine, heavy food, full-bodied wine.
See, I like, because I'm not a connoisseur probably, this is, you can say you can say this and have a certain amount of credibility. I'm not even close to understanding what really the pieces of the pie are here to sound like I was intelligent when it came to wines. But I do know that in many circumstances, people go to great lengths to find just the right wine. And then they're not satisfied because they don't like the taste. Mm-hmm. And there are so many choices. I find, frankly, the wine menus at most restaurants, even if I were to know what the heck I was doing, I look at it as this place last night had a whole page of wines. What the heck for? The average person doesn't know what most of those wines are, do they? Really? Come on.
Well, that's why, again, on a normal wine list, I hope the restaurant you went to, the manager or the server are well-versed enough to guide you to select the proper wine. When a guest comes to my restaurant, you know, I ask them what type of wine do you drink, flavor-wise, sweet, acidity, full-bodied, medium-bodied, so I can pair a wine based on their taste. Because, again, everybody has its own taste bud, so you have to pair that taste bud with the food that you'll be serving. Because I love medium-bodied red wines, but I don't like full-bodied red wines. So no matter what...
Is that just your personal taste, or is that part of the rule for the road at your restaurants?
No, that's my personal taste. Mm-hmm. So even if I have a steak, which... You know, a wine connoisseur or sommelier can say, hey, you need to find a full-bodied red wine. Mm. For my personal taste, I'll find a medium to full-bodied red wine because of my flavor, my taste buds.
Pretty intimidating, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole thing can be pretty... And you look foolish unless you're just like me up front and admit that you don't know anything about it. If you know anything about it, then I think the sins or the harm is mitigated somehow. But if you pretend to know... I think you become you're at risk of being looking silly.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a sommelier. Sommelier is they're considered the guru of wine.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I have the basic knowledge, and throughout my career, I've tasted food and wine.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about oysters, caviar, that sort of thing. If you're going to have, if you're going to go expensive. Those two things are expensive. So do you need expensive wine to go with it necessarily?
Not necessarily. You just have to find that the oysters primarily have a, you know, the brininess, the saltiness, a little bit of sweet, depending which oysters you get. I would pair that with a dry, crisp champagne. The dry and the flavor of the champagne will balance or cut the saltiness of the oysters. You know, same thing with caviar. You know, we serve beluga caviar at the steakhouse. Now, caviar has a balanced saltiness, nice finish. Then you pair that with a champagne or a Pinot Grigio would work for oysters also.
So Pinot Grigio. Now, there are Pinot Grigios. Now I'm getting a little dangerous because I know that there are some really good Pinots in America, produced here, different parts of the country. There certainly are good European wines, and now there are Asian wines. How do you know where to go for that? Because every one of them is going to be based on whatever is in the soil. We know that the grapes that are produced are going to be a product of whatever is in the soil. If you happen to spread certain type, I know this because I'm a dairy farmer, and I know that flavor in the milk is somehow affected by the grasses, and the grasses are affected by what we use for fertilizers. And I wonder if it has to be. That's why there are so many different kinds and tastes in wine, because the soils are going to be influenced by different things, right?
Definitely. I mean, the climate has a big part of making wine. I mean, Pinot Grigio, it's an Italian wine. There's a few American wines come out with Pinot Grigio, but as far as my personal preference, Pinot Grigio from Italy is one of the best countries that produce Pinot Grigio. So most restaurants will serve Pinot Grigio that are coming from Italy these days. I tasted a few in domestic Pinot Grigio, and definitely Italian Pinot Grigios are the best right now.
Yeah. All right. If you have questions for Reggie, 800-510-8255. I'm raising my own curiosity here. I'm looking around. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Is there such a thing as an organic wine?
Yes, there's organic wines. There's a few of those. Again, it's a taste preference. I serve one particular organic wine in the restaurant, which is a Bonterra Syrah. Again, it's still an up and coming type of wine. So a lot of my clients are not familiar with, but again, being green, we have a big program at our restaurant. So definitely I offer a few of those, and it's an acquired taste.
How much of your business is this? As you advise people, again, Mr. Abeyes Samias is a director of restaurant Sam and Harry's in the Chicago area and in Washington. How much of your business is this? So you prepare a meal for somebody, and let's say the tag is $30, $35, and that includes wine. Wine's a very strong and important profit center, is it not?
Yes, it is. Wine is a big piece of the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
And again, at my restaurant, I offer a variety of wines, 250 to 300 types of wine.
And do you choose them yourself, or do you have somebody that goes around and finds them, and are they buying them from wholesalers, they buy them directly from the producer, and how do they know if it's some specialty wine, what it's going to taste like? Because as we are talking about this, the vagaries of this are the different grapes, but the way they put them in the barrels, how long they stay there, what's the wood all about. My God, I can't imagine that you'd get two bottles of wine that would taste the same no matter what the conditions.
Oh, no, it will taste differently. Again, I work with my chefs, so when we have a new, when we look at the wine list, we sit down as a team. Because, again, my taste is different from anyone else. So I get my chef, I get the GM of the hotel, my team, and then the wine vendor, and we taste different wines. What works well in the restaurant with our food?
All right,
so
now,
it's a big project.
Okay, so we've talked about fish, we've talked about beef, we have not talked about poultry and the kinds of, these are, again, this is all suggestion, folks, ideas. So we've got about a minute left here. How would you perfectly pair a particular kind of wine with poultry, chicken, turkey, that sort of thing?
Okay, depending on how you prepare your dish. So let's say grilled chicken or roasted chicken. A Chardonnay would go with that. You can go with a Merlot because of all the herbs that you use. If you use, let's say, garlic with chicken, a Chardonnay would work well because of the complexity of the wine.
What do you mean complexity? What does that mean, complexity of the wine?
The body of the wine, the flavor, the taste, the flavor, the balance. That's the complexity of the wine. Now, chicken also, primarily, you know, I use that for like chicken paella or Italian dishes. If I put chicken marsala sauce, I'll do a Pinot Noir. Again, Pinot Noir is a very light red wine. Chicken is considered light. Marsala sauce is light. So, again, it sounds complicated, but yeah. Light dishes, light sauce, light wine.
All right. So here's the idea. Here's another resource for those of you who love wine. SamandHarrys.com/Chicago would be a good place for you to search out some of the things that Reggie has explained to us. SamandHarrys.com. Good to have you here, Reggie. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Newsbreak, I'm Bobby Owens. The traditional incandescent light bulb has been a household staple for over 100 years, but the common light bulb uses only 10% of its energy output for light and wastes the other 90% as heat. To spur the development of energy-efficient alternatives, the Department of Energy, DOE, launched the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize. Ed Crawford is General Manager of Lamps for Philips Lighting North America.
The L Prize represented an opportunity to innovate and develop an energy-efficient alternative to a product that's remained primarily unchanged for over a century. The fact that we are the first and only company capable of submitting a product and completing 18 months of rigorous testing, and that we either met or exceeded the DOE requirements in all categories, not only underscores our commitment to innovation and quality, it highlights our ability to bring meaningful leading technologies into the mainstream.
According to the DOE, an LED replacement for the 60-watt bulb could avoid 5.6 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually. For more, visit Philips.com. That's Newsbreak from Philips.
Make generosity a part of your day, 51 after the hour.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Cheeseburger.
It's 54 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the weekend, featuring experts in health and food, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Phil Lippert. Phil not available today, so I'm trying to do double duty, which I can. I've done this enough I think I'm okay. I'll be all right. In a moment, I actually want to go through a list of the healthiest foods. We were talking earlier with this lady who was getting us to focus on the things that we can do to prepare foods. Ashley Koff is her name. And I want to add to that a little bit. The program brought to you in part by the folks at Bumblebee Tuner. Where in the world? Michael, you see what a bad influence you are on me? Michael and I are both New Englanders. And ever since we started talking about this laughter yoga, I've been thinking about my ERs and my A's. And I normally have no problem with whatsoever because I shook my New England accent a long time ago. But now we have Bumblebee Tuna here. And I remember eating Bumblebee Tuner as a kid. How many of you remember eating Bumblebee Tuna as a kid? Bumblebee, eat healthier. Get more fish into your diet with Bumblebee. For great tasting recipes that make your lunch or your dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, visit Bumblebee.com. Bumblebee, what a great name for a product, isn't it? Bumblebee, BUMBLEBEE.com. Bumblebee. I'm looking forward to talking about them as Phil and I are together. Okay, so healthy foods. This is a way for us to cap our conversation today. For those of you who are wondering about eating strategies, if you incorporate these foods into your diet, so say many people who are experts. And by the way, these experts all to a person say avoid the use of your microwave. Get rid of the microwave. That's going to be a tall order for some who are so interested in convenience. But the microwave spoils the food that you put in it. It redistributes, rearranges the molecules, if you will, and for the most part takes away any healthy benefit that real food has by chewing it up in its microwaves. So that's, a word to the wise, hopefully. So let's see here. We have some of these superfoods for you to keep in mind as perhaps you're preparing some special foods over the weekend. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are very good if you find the right ones. They're very good for you. One of the healthiest foods around. Barley is as well. Apples are. I'm just going through a list of things that have been researched and suggested by a couple of dietitians who write a blog for Yahoo. Let's see. Whole grain pasta. Very good. Peanut and almond butters. All natural peanut and almond butter. Don't get the peanut butter that's commercially produced by Jif or whomever. You want to find the locally produced ones. These are all natural and they're extraordinarily good to try. Oatmeal, steel cut or old fashioned. Very good. These are all items, healthiest foods that will help prolong your life. All right? Let's see, where else? Almonds, lentils, blueberries that are fresh this time of year, yummy. Don't eat the ones that have the little white fuzz on them. No, not a good idea. Let's see here. I think, those are some to chew on. Almonds, lentils, pardon the pun, blueberries, whole grain pasta, peanut and almond butters, oatmeal, barley, mushrooms. Cook your foods this weekend with these things sort of interspersed into the regular staples. Okay, good idea. Advice from Doug on the Good Day Weekend program, 59 past the hour.